With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. A U.S. Senate committee advanced two bills yesterday that aim to beef up law enforcement's response to the missing persons crisis in Indian Country. YPR News' Olivia Reingold reports.
For the second time, Savannah's Act is now on its way to the U.S. Senate floor. That's after the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs unanimously voted it and another public safety bill, the Not Invisible Act, out of committee Wednesday. Montana Senators Republican Steve Daines and Democrat John Tester are both co-sponsors of the bills and members of the committee. Democratic Senator John Tester broke in just before the vote to advocate for Savannah's Act, which would increase coordination among law enforcement agencies, expand what data is collected, and clarify jurisdictional boundaries when it comes to missing and murdered Indigenous people.
I think there are a lot of issues that are impacting Native American people right now. I don't know that there's anything more important than this one right now.
Native people in Montana tend to go missing at rates that outpace their share of the state population. American Indians currently account for about a fourth of all missing persons cases in the state of Montana, while only accounting for about 7% of the state population. The Senate unanimously passed Savannah's Act last year, but it was blocked in the U.S. House of Representatives by Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte, who declined to bring it up for a vote. The committee also passed the Not Invisible Act, which would create a new position at the Bureau of Indian Affairs to coordinate prevention efforts at the federal level. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Two stonefly species found in Glacier National Park were listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act on Wednesday due to the impacts of climate change, according to a rule published by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Nick Mott reports.
The two species depend on glacial meltwater, high up in alpine environments. But scientists estimate the famed ice masses and snowfields of Glacier National Park will be mostly gone by 2030.
These species might be some of the first that go extinct because of climate change. They are literally the polar bears of Glacier National Park.
Clint Mulfeld is a research aquatic ecologist with the United States Geological Survey. He's studied the two stonefly species for a decade and a half. Both stoneflies live deep in Glacier National Park. The Western Glacier stonefly has also been found in Grand Teton National Park and in the Absaroka Beartooth Wilderness. The meltwater Lednian stonefly has been documented in wilderness areas near Glacier and in tribal land in the Mission Mountains. Less melt, warmer water, and drought are forcing the species higher and higher in search of habitat. And now,
there's basically nowhere to go. They're at the highest elevations of stream networks in freshwater ecosystems, so it's squeeze play at the top of the continent.
Mulfeld says the stoneflies serve as barometers for the health of mountaintop ecosystems, biodiversity hotspots that scientists are still working to understand. Usually, threatened status means heightened protections for habitat, but Mulfeld says these flies live in areas that are already highly protected.
The threat's more of a global phenomenon that on the ground, at the local level, managers can do very little to ameliorate.
Endangered Species Act protection also comes with more federal funding for conservation efforts. The listing process took more than a decade. The federal government was petitioned in 2007 and 2010 to provide ESA protections for the species. Then, the FWS proposed a rule in 2016 to list both species as threatened. That rule was finalized this week. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
Members of the Montana Board of Regents are voicing support for a $150,000 pay raise for the president of Montana State University to keep her from leaving for a higher-paying job at another university. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian today called the offer the fiscally responsible thing to do because it would be costly to conduct a national search if they had to replace Waded Cruzado. If Regents approve the raise tomorrow, Cruzado would see a nearly 49% pay increase to an annual salary of $476,000. Cruzado is in her 10th year as president of MSU, which has seen increasing enrollment at a time that other colleges are losing students. Cruzado declined to say how much money she was turning down or which university made the offer. Federal prosecutors announced today the arrests of four Mexican citizens in Glacier County for suspected smuggling of undocumented immigrants. A fifth Mexican citizen is suspected of illegal re-entry into the country. According to a press release from the U.S. Justice Department, the five defendants were arrested Sunday along with 14 other suspected undocumented immigrants thought to have traveled across the Canadian border. Law enforcement stopped two vehicles with the suspects inside after receiving a tip about suspicious room rentals at a Cutbank hotel over the past 6 months. Four of the defendants face up to 10 years in prison for alleged illegal transport of aliens and conspiracy to transport aliens. The fifth defendant could be fined or be put on supervised release for alleged illegal reentry. Kevin Trevlin, Montana Public Radio.